As we welcome in Monday, we welcome in a new issue of Crane's Detroit Business and Mike Lee, the managing editor. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Did you join the thundering herd that wanted to look at the train station, or had you already been through it?
I have been inside of it. It is gorgeous. I was not among the thundering herd, however.
Well, I got to tell you, there's more herd that wants to come down there, and we encourage all of them to take the opportunity to see it. But you raise a very interesting point in today's edition, which is we've got all of these people coming down for the lab next door, Michigan Central, Google's got teams coming in. Where are we going to house them all?
That's a good question. We took a look around the Corktown neighborhood, and housing options are relatively limited right now. One of Ford's points in refurbishing the station was they wanted to attract young, talented people who want to live in walkable neighborhoods. But Corktown does not have a whole lot of available housing. There are about 10 condos on the market and only a tiny handful of single family homes. And they're expensive. 700 square foot, one bedroom apartment starting at $300,000. Another condo, a bigger condo, three bedrooms, a little over 2,000 square feet is over $800,000. The pool of rentals is limited, although some new apartment buildings have gone up in that neighborhood. Those rents are pretty pricey too. So over $1,600 for a studio apartment. I think there will be pressure eventually to build more housing there. I think you'll see more apartments crop up as the train station fills up, but it's got a ways to go.
Mike, some bad blood between Old Birmingham and New Birmingham, and it's including my place, my Hunter House hamburger place. Are you kidding me?
Say it isn't so.
Yeah, this is a tangled tale that honestly has been brewing up for years. But the Hunter House hamburger joint, famous for its sliders for over 70 years, and the owner of the building that it's in, who's a surgeon from Grand Blanc, had been feuding about a parking lot nearby, and details of a purchase agreement that they executed nearly a decade ago. One of the things that would happen under this agreement is the existing building would be demolished and a multi-use development would be built across that and the parking lot. The owner of the place built a fence around the parking lot because he'd been fighting with the Hunter House owners. Hunter House has some say in this because their deal with this redevelopment calls for them to have a new storefront in that structured as its own condo within the development, so they have an ownership stake in this eventual thing. So they've been dragging their feet on this for years. And it's really not close to being resolved. So for now, your sliders are safe.
Okay,
and hopefully they resolve it, and the restaurant lives on.
But will it be the same in a brand spanking new building?
No,
without the
kind of hard to picture.
Yeah, without the embedded smell of fried onions in every
yes.
Fabric, I don't know.
Mike, we are talking a lot about history, of course, with Michigan Central, but Comerica Bank has a lot of history in its archives, and they found something cool recently.
Yeah, Comerica Bank is its roots in Detroit go back 175 years. This year is the 175th anniversary of the founding of the bank that is now Comerica. And the bank opened up a time capsule that was laid away in the walls of its downtown Detroit building that serves as its Michigan headquarters. Now, the time capsule is not 175 years old. It was 53 years old, put in there in 1971. The building, it housed a bunch of images and pictures and blueprints of the building that was built by Manufacturers Bank. It was the Manufacturers Bank headquarters for years, which Comerica bought Manufacturers Bank in 1992. It was a fun trip down memory lane, I would say. I was also just sort of shocked to learn that we're opening time capsules from the 1970s, which might make you feel a little bit old.
Well, I saw a story that Gen Zers are heavy into vintage cars now. The problem for us is they define vintage as coming from the 80s or 90s.
Right. Which,
exactly. There's just something wrong. Yeah, but they'll be parking them at the Hunter House to pick up their burgers.
That happens to everybody, like when you feel old. There are different shows on Nickelodeon now, or not Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, that are shows that I used to watch. I'm like, hey, hold on a sec.
But that was old school for you, right?
Yeah. In the meantime, you've got an interesting story that leading your the piece today, which is Metro Detroit homes, are they overvalued?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. Came from some academics who study housing prices around the country.
Yeah, if you're in that house, you're the owner. You don't want to hear that.
No.
No, really looked at current prices versus historical averages, and Detroit was tied for the I guess you could call it most overvalued. It was the highest. The prices are higher relative to historical averages. Whether that means that prices will come down or not is that's unclear. That the fact is maybe housing here is just more at a premium, more in demand, and inventory is so small that it just keeps driving prices up, but it could put some pressure on the market, perhaps help the price increases ease. Like you say, if you own a home, that's probably, that's not necessarily good news, but you hopefully you've already got a lot of equity banked away and you can benefit from that.
Also, we understand real quickly here, Kalamazoo's Bell's Brewery back on top as the state's number one brewery, the largest.
Yeah, this is fun. Bell's overtook Founders for the first time in 6 years. Grew distribution to all 50 states and Puerto Rico under its new owner, which is a Japanese company. Founders is number two and has been seeing sales declines. And guess who is number three? Any guesses on the number three brewer in the state?
Shorts up north.
That is exactly right, guy.
Look at you.
Well, I helped make them what they are today.
He attributes the success to himself.
Hiccup. Mike Lee, you have a great week. We will read much more about today's business tales in the Detroit News. Thank you, sir. And in Crane's Detroit Business. And it's brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org.